The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
So I've been fortunate enough in my life that I kind of lived a normal life. Believe it or not, I've never been a normal person, all right? I'm not claiming that. But I did live a pretty normal life up until about 2004. And by normal life, I just had a small business, okay? We were had a small contracting company and married and four kids and homeschooling. And it was all pretty simple, and it was all very straightforward, and we were in a good lane, and we were fine with that. Then God stepped in and threw some things my way that I was not looking for. I was not trying to concoct a new life, but then opportunities present themselves, and then you have to make that decision. What do I do with this? Because I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at. And then all of a sudden, things start to change, and it's just one door that you walk through, and then all of a sudden, you find there's three more on the other side and another side. And then over all those years, 2004 through about, I'd say about 2010, kind of the most common question I ever got from people was, what happened? Why are you so different today than you were 4 or 5 or 6 years ago? And other than walking through the first door, I would really boil it down to relationships. And you start getting around people that are pulling a little bit more out of life and what they were created to do than you are. And that's an interesting group to be around. It kind of raises the standard. That happened to me biblically. That happened to me from a business perspective. That happened to me from a personal productivity perspective. Because I was just hanging out and living life with most people who are living a pretty ordinary life. As a matter of fact, there was a Newsweek article, and I'll get to my guest here in a second. Trust me. There was a Newsweek article. They did a nationwide study. This is about 12 years ago. And they found that it was about 10,000 people nationwide. It was a representative study. 10% of the people failed miserably. 10% of the people succeeded beyond their wildest imaginations. 80% of the people simply, this was the phrase that they used, simply endured. Mm-hmm. They just, Monday through Friday, thank God it's Friday. You live paycheck to paycheck. The average American household doesn't have more than $1,000 ready for a car repair. And so you don't really realize when God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made what that means, or to do all in the name of the Lord, and how much would the Lord do with you? Now, that doesn't mean that one day you should have a radio show or something, or a podcast or whatever, but God has created you in a unique way and gifted you, and then there's opportunities out there. So how do you maximize and become the person God's really called you to be spiritually and in all other fashion as well? And so I started to meet people, and one of those is sitting across the table from me today, Stephen Scoggins, who's here in the Raleigh area, kind of a serial entrepreneur. And then, of course, he has to write a book. And then because he cares about people other than himself, then he starts Transform You. Stephen's been on the show many times before. And just when you get around somebody like you, Stephen, then I question myself and go, could I be doing more than I am already? And you pull a lot more bone or a lot of meat off the bone, and you're just kind of an inspiring, wild person to be around. But we've been friends for years now, and it's great to see you. Thanks for coming in. How are you?
Dude, first of all, always excited to hang out with you, man. I love your heart.
Sorry for the 5.5 hour introduction.
I'm not worried about the introduction at all. You know, it's funny. I was joking around my son recently, my youngest one, and he says, I really want to do some of the things that you're doing. I said, all right, be careful what you ask for, because you're going to have to go where I've gone to get here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Steve has one of those stories. Stephen has a story, kind of a rags to riches kind of thing, which we're going to talk about. Then also, one of the things I love about you is you just have this insatiable desire to help other people. Yeah. And so when you get around kind of a serial entrepreneur and somebody literally went from homelessness to really, really a lot of success, financially, of course, and in his business, but spiritually as well, then you turn around and go, how do I pay that back? Mm-hmm. And how do I kind of pay it forward? And then that gets us into Transform You. Stephen's got an event coming up on October 21st to the 23rd right here in the Raleigh area called Transform You Live. We've had listeners go through this before. It's transformyou.info. That's just the letter U. Okay, it's not Y-O-U. But I think we need to go in the Wayback Machine so people understand who is this that I'm talking to. Why should I listen to you? Because your life story is fascinating. And it really is the classic rags to riches.
Yeah, I mean, so thank you. Yeah, here's the thing. I had this interesting thing with one of my team members. His name's Connor. And one afternoon, I was able to bring in Steve Myrick, who was my second chance person. He was my person that believed in me long before I believed in myself. Yeah. Well, his granddaughter contacted me to do some business together here in the area. So she came to the facility, and I was walking around the building, and we were walking around the live event center and stuff like that, because all my businesses are under one roof. And as we were walking around she happened to bump into Connor. And, it was funny because we were walking around and we were talking, and she was meeting my other team members and stuff for, CHE and stuff like that. And as we were doing that, she was
That's custom home exteriors for those who don't know what CHE is.
Well, it's actually the CHE companies now, because we have like five divisions of the company now. But yeah,
he just can't stop himself.
Yeah, it's I'm an innovator or a creator. I can't help myself for there. But when she was talking, she would say similar things that I have actually told my team myself. Mm-hmm. Because I learned a long time ago that one of the things that made CHE or Custom Home Exteriors or CHE companies or any of the divisions or whatever successful is I discovered a long time ago that we didn't have a construction company. We had a personal development company masquerading as a construction company. Yeah. And, and from my life, Steve Myrick, very, very early on, we're talking late 90s, gave me a second chance I didn't deserve. He gave me a chance earlier that I totally squandered, made a bunch of money. Totally messed it all up, spent it all, went doofus, and messed it up with zeros. Found myself homeless for about 90 days, somewhere, kind of in that journey of kind of falling apart and finding myself. And one of the things that I remember a lot was one of the things that Steve actually told me when I was like 16 actually flooded my mind, which is kind of like my started the ignition of coming back to myself, so to speak. I found my faith. I found Jesus at a litter box, which is a story that we don't have time to get into. But I did find it at that point in time. And one of the things that Steve told me early on, he pulled me down to the framing crew when I was like 16. Hot summer day, so any reason to get into an air-conditioned vehicle, I'm like, heck yeah, let's go.
I'll be happy to talk.
Yeah, nice pearly white dentures. And again, my reconstruction is still off the Hodge Road. Right now, Steve passed away in 2003, but as a result, he asked me this question. He said, "What's the difference between a rich man and a poor man?" And I was like, "Well, duh, money. Of course, it's money." He's like, "Absolutely not." And it was almost like he wanted to pop me in the back of the head.
Yeah.
He said, "It's the way they think." Now, the next question he asked me ultimately changed my trajectory. Right, and this is the one that came back and haunted me as I was coming back from homelessness and a suicide attempt and some other things. He said, very simply, "Let me ask you this. Do you want to learn to think like me, or do you want to continue thinking like your father?" Very different men,
yeah,
very different outcomes.
Men, very different outcomes. And so that's the thing about it, is that's, and you sit there and go, yeah, that's a really good question. Most of us never get faced with difficult questions and probing questions. The scriptures do that for us, but how often do we do that for ourselves? That's exactly what's going to happen at Transform You Live, which is why Stephen Scoggins is here today. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you at my friend today, Stephen Scoggins. Transform You Live is coming right here in Raleigh, coming up on October 21st to the 23rd. Stephen and I have been friends for years. This is somebody that loves the Lord, that loves people, works with people, has been very, very successful, kind of the classic rags to riches. And we throw that phrase around. This is actually the truth in this particular case. Just built a really, by God's grace, built a great business, very successful. But then I always had this desire. This has been kind of a background music to your life ever since I've known you, is that turn around, how do I kind of pay this back and how do I help other people? Because you were that guy that needed help.
Yeah.
And you were talking about your friend who you had hosed him once even.
I mean, he was my father. He was a father figure. My dad and my dad still lives in this area. And let me very, very briefly preface this. Both of my parents struggled very early in their lives for a variety of different reasons. They both have become fantastic parents as well as grandparents, right? So their transformation is just as important as my transformation, the transformation I've given to other people. That being said, it's hard for a father to father if they've never been taught to father,
right?
Yep. Steve Myrick mentored me, and he did it with practical principles. He did it with regular accountability, and he didn't take my I can'ts or I won'ts or what ifs. He didn't take any of that stuff like you know, with a grain of, and it wasn't something he was going to swallow.
Yeah.
It was like, you can.
You let your doubts define you.
Yeah. He's like, you can, you will, and you must.
Yeah, man.
And
we all need that.
The crazy part was, is here's what I discovered. You know, I think this is important for everybody. Okay. We all have a life journey. Okay. I believe that when God puts us on this planet, he puts us on here with a set of purposes in mind. It may not be one. It may be many.
Sure.
Okay. However, the ultimate outcome of our life is totally defined by the principles that we use. One of the things I tell people all the time is principles govern promises. You want to live a more financially stable life? Great. There's principles for that. You want to have a fantastic relationship with your spouse, with your girlfriend, boyfriend, dating, whatever? Great. There's principles for that. You want to become a great father, a mother, whatever, steward? Great. There's principles for that. Most people get off track simply because they get knocked down by life over and over again. You know, you kind of referenced a study or a similar study that I read from Time Magazine that said 67% of the American population, this is before COVID, okay, would classify themselves as anxious, depressed, unfulfilled, not passionate, so the opposite of, like, so,
sad.
And here's the reality is so much of that stuff is easily correctable. One of the things that gets us in trouble is we like to think that our complex problems that really aren't that complex are actually created by or needed by complex solutions. The reality is you basically just need a playbook for life. And the principles do that when they're lined up in a specific format.
Yeah.
What most people do, unfortunately, is they will do like I did for, a decade or more, and they'll basically live out of the opposite of principle, which is reaction. And then they don't. When they do understand a principle, they don't do the principles in a stair step process.
Right, of course.
So, you know, to Transform Your Life, when I went to go create that, I wanted to go back and look at my journey, and because I realized that I've been through a very difficult journey, but I've also had a lot of fruit because of a lot of people have believed in me and mentored me along the way, and God has obviously been there at my
Timothy
most.
Needs his Paul.
Yeah, and God was there for me at my most broken moments. Nobody else was on the bridge with me. Nobody else was by the litter box with me but him, right? And the reality is there are proven principles, there are proven techniques, there are proven strategies that when you line them up and you do them correctly, you are guaranteed to win at life, right? Doesn't mean you're not going to face adversity.
Sure.
Doesn't mean you're not going to struggle from time to time. But you're not going to lose sight of what God has made you to do simply because you don't know any better. I'm tired of watching people struggle day after day, pushing, grinding, driving, and having nothing to show for it simply because they don't know any better. And I learned a long time ago that the greatest purpose in life you will ever have is serving the person you used to be. Mm. One of the greatest compliments I've ever had to date on this planet.
Paul and Timothy, once again.
Yeah, for sure. And the greatest compliment I've ever had to date has been Connor looking at Steve Myrick's granddaughter and pointing at me and saying, "He's my Steve Myrick." Mm. Sorry, he even gets me now.
Yeah.
I feel in my heart of hearts that when Jesus said, "Come to me who are weak and weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest," one of the things that's come up in my spirit in the last week when I decided to open the event up to the public, because look, there's a thousand gurus and a thousand different people offering market and like funnel this and funnel that and whatever, and I'm like, you know,
thought what? Leaders and leadership principles, all that kind
of stuff. Yeah, and look, I don't take away from the fact that you got to run businesses, you got to pay team members and stuff like that, and you know, but at the same time, what if for the first time ever you could have a incredible live event experience, get the principles you need, develop the strategies you need, and actually have the accountability to walk with you?
Yeah.
Put them in the place. All right. On top of that, you remove all the barriers to injury. So basically, if you need help and your life is not what you want it to be and you're tired of going after the same junk day after day after day, living life on replay, then come be my guest.
Which is literally the deal.
It's a buck.
Yeah, it's a buck. That's why I'm looking through this going, okay. So I scroll through it because this is who I am. I scroll through it. I'm like, okay, because I remember the last time we did this, you know, we gave away some free entries and, you know, there was a cost, and because there's a lot involved in it, of course, there's going to be a cost. It's significant.
I'm taking the cost on I'm taking care of the cost.
Yeah, then I slide down here and I'm like, it's a dollar. Now, this is a successful business guy, too. He's not somebody that just loves the Lord and loves people. He's a successful businessman.
But
and you go, oh, well, it's a dollar, and that's that.
So
just like.
I got to answer that.
He said that before, and he's like, well, you're my Steve Myrick, and you're like, okay, I need to help. Who are you helping?
So here's
besides myself.
I'm helping anyone who's tired of not measuring up to their own standards, whatever that standard is.
Yeah.
because there are proven principles to guide your relationships, guide your it is I'm telling you, we make it so stinking overcomplicated.
Right. Yeah.
And as a result, we get to go through a year, another year, another year, another year, and now we got to deal with the COVID hangover, right? This all this junk going on. But one of the reasons I did this way, and this will be the only time I'll do it this way, is because I realized very quickly one simple truth. The person that I used to be was broken and broke. I didn't have money. I didn't have faith at the time. I didn't have clarity. I didn't have direction. I didn't know who the heck I was. I had no level of authenticity. I didn't know what my significant was, my significance was. All of the events that happened in my life, I was replaying those things in my head on a regular basis, not knowing any better.
Yeah.
Right? And the reality is whether someone's trying to level up, meaning they're content or, you know, they're pretty happy with where they are in life and they just want to hit another level, there are things, roadblocks that are blocking you there.
Sure.
There's also roadblocks that are blocking you if you haven't got to the place where you understand financial measures, you understand relationship measures. The reality is there's a proven plan. And one of the things that I did differently from the last time I did this event, and, you know, last time I did this event, it was myself and a handful of local speakers that I brought in, and I taught content for 3 days straight.
It was like 2 or 3 years ago, wasn't it?
It was 2 or 3 years ago, yep. It was 2017, and we tried to bring it back at the beginning of 2 and a half years. Yeah, right? But one of the things I did differently is I've been very fortunate and very blessed to be connected to some of the most successful world-class thought leaders on the planet. For example, the founders of Quest Nutrition. All right, Tom and Lisa Bilyeu. They had almost a $1 billion exit.
Jeez.
Okay. Evan Carmichael, 3 million people follow him on YouTube on a daily basis. Anthony Trucks, Mel Abraham, Amberly Lago, dude, there's so many people and they all want to come and help.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it, you keep coming back to the word principles, and of course the journey principles is kinda at the heartbeat of what Stephen does, is the Bible makes that perfectly clear. You have spiritual disciplines, there's things you need to be doing, and if you wonder why am I not growing in my faith, it's because you're not following the principles that have already been laid down. We'll be right back. Beyond what you have.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. You can join us right here in the studio if you go to Facebook Live, YouTube Live, either place, the Steve Noble Show there. Of course, the podcast is available wherever you get podcasts, and that's literally wherever you get podcasts, you can get that, because nobody really lives by a live schedule anymore, which is the beauty of what's going on, because even though we're live from 4 to 5 p.m., you can watch it on YouTube, you can watch it on Facebook, you can get the podcast and listen whenever you want to. That's the way we live these days, but that we're not really talking about the show today. We're talking about you, and so the question is, if you feel like you're kind of stuck, and again, I want to preface this because somebody like Stephen Scoggins comes in and we have these conversations, and he's doing something that a lot of people would look at this and go, oh, is this a self-help thing? And you go, okay, hold on. I understand why people go that direction, because you got a bunch of thought leaders and a bunch of great speakers, and there's going to be a lot of inspiration there. But that's why I keep sprinkling it back and go, Timothy needs a Paul. If you don't have somebody that's ahead of you helping you to understand principles and then encouraging you, and then to your point earlier, holding you accountable, then you're just going to be stuck. You're going to be doing the same old thing over and over again, which I think most of us, that's our lives.
Yeah.
And the challenge for a Christian is to learn to be content. So being content is being able to say, yes, I can be joy-filled with what I have. Mm-hmm. But the question becomes, is this all God has for me? And I'm not even talking about dollars and cents. I'm just talking about maximizing who God made me to be. He gives me gifts. He gives me abilities. There's a predisposition to being Steve Noble. And how am I using that? So at this point in my life, because I started to get around people that were further down the road from me, I'm a Timothy meeting Paul's. And I'm like, well, you know, what about teaching? What about speaking? What about some gifts that I have? And well, one day maybe be on the radio. What? I can't do that. Teaching, what do you mean teaching? Was it even at Sunday school or something like that? No, I like young people. Well, no, I can't do that either. Yes, and here I am doing it. And I never feel like I'm going to work. My daughter Caroline asked me this question a couple years ago. Oh, Dad, are you going to work today? And I actually paused. That should be a simple question, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, honey, I'm going to work. I'm like, wait a minute. A post-fall work is a four-letter word. I never really feel like I'm working. I feel like I'm being who I was created to be. And then the results I can leave up to God. But my life today is better than it was 5 years ago by pretty much every measure. And it's better than it was 10 years ago. But yet I feel so fulfilled. But I'm not really – my eye isn't on a net worth number.
Yeah.
It's just I'm fulfilling who God created me to be. And then I'm actually having fun doing it.
Yeah. Did you know the number one cause of stuckness or feeling stuck, still, and frustrated is someone is living somebody else's life. Hmm. You're not actually living the life that you were created to live.
I tried to live my brother's life. That was my problem. Yeah. My older brother.
And how frustrating was that?
Totally.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I try to play him in football. This, and we have funny stories growing up. We'd play football in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother's 8 years older than I am.
Yeah.
And for most of my life, he's shrinking now because he's older. But for most of my life, he's like
six, don't remind me. I'm already
like,
short enough.
He's like 6'5".
Yeah.
And I couldn't hit 6'1". But back then, he was enormous. Played basketball, played football, and he's on the tennis team, right, mm-hmm. in high school. And then there's me, scrawny little me. And he used to just beat the tar out of me. So my whole, probably from 18 to 30,
mm-hmm.
all I wanted to do was catch my brother.
Yeah.
And God didn't create me to be my brother.
How fulfilling was that chase?
Zero.
Exactly.
Negative.
Exactly.
It was a nightmare. It was a
joke. The reason people are not satisfied in their, call it whatever level of success that they have, and I hate using that word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, I know.
But call it whatever, call it like it is. You're either living somebody else's life or chasing after things you're not supposed to be chasing after.
Yeah, man.
So I'm dead serious. Yeah, yeah. So one of the things that we do is we help people awaken what is actually inside of them,
yeah.
and we show it to them, almost like with a mirror. Like, this is what's really there. Why are you doing blankety blank? Why?
Yeah.
Right. Well, because your mom wanted you to be a lawyer, but you've been a qualified painter? You've been painting all the time?
Yeah.
Do you love painting? Yeah. Well, why are you being a lawyer? Because my mom told me I would have to be. You know, and we've been very cognizant in our house trying to make sure our kids are headed towards the direction of not just their passions, but the things that they're naturally gifted
at. Yeah, yeah. You look back and I'm so glad you brought that up because we need to do this for our kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to help other people through a Transform You Live, which, by the way, somebody just on Scott on Facebook Live is like, anything available for those who can't attend?
We actually do have something that you can attend. We only have a few seats left for the live portion anyway. And we intentionally, so my venue holds about 450, almost 500 people. We intentionally held the seating reservations down to closer to 200.
Is it in Garner?
It's in Garner.
Yeah, here
right,
in Raleigh.
Right here in Raleigh, North Cackalacky. Yeah, so we did that. But we also have the ability to literally stream anywhere all over the world. All at the same time. So our event is a hybrid event. You can attend virtually. You can attend live.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the same experience, but you get the same teaching and the same edification and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And by the way, all that information is available. TransformU.info. Okay. That's just the letter U. Okay. TransformU.info. So Scott, go look at that. Then you can see what the different options are. But you better start saving your money because it is a dollar. Okay. So, fix your budget on that one. But you mentioned kids, and this is so important. And I grew up in the 80s, okay? I'm a child of the 80s. So Gordon Gekko was my hero, and all I wanted to do was make a bunch of money. That's mm-hmm. all I thought about. And I wasn't a believer. I didn't become a believer until later in life like you. So once we got saved and blah, 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 both my wife and I. But when we look at our kids and we look back, so our oldest son is now in San Francisco. He's a game art guy. I just talked to him earlier today. He moved out there a year ago. Falling in love, kind of everything's working for him right now. We just praise God for that. He's got a deep and growing faith. Job's going great. But when we look back, we could see things about him
mm-hmm.
that we didn't create.
Yeah.
God baked the cake.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing he likes this. He's good at this. He has a natural inclination for this. He's mm-hmm. an art guy, but he likes the computer. So what do you do with both of those? And then, and so now you look at it right now, and he's actually living out who he was created to be. And fortunately, we came around on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, okay, your goal is to make as much money as possible so you can take care of mom and dad when we get old. No, let's figure out how God made you.
Well, check this out. So I did a little study when Steve gave me that thing. I went down the Ancestry.com rabbit trail.
Wow.
Okay. I discovered that in 450 years, give or take, almost 500 years by the time it was all said and done, that Scoggins, my father's, once said Scoggins don't get ahead, they get by. That life lie had been lived out for 450 years all the way from southern Scotland into Northern Ireland, into Wales to the United States. And the only reason Scoggins actually originally stepped foot here on the States, here in North Carolina specifically, is because we were sent here as part of a penal colony.
Wow.
Okay. Jeez. And we were sharecroppers trying to work off a debt for shooting a deer on the Lord's land. Right.
Holy
so the reason I say that is because I remember this one instance. It was about 13 years old. I hadn't really found my faith yet, but I didn't know why. I was in Cross Creek Mobile Home Park right off of Pool Road, coming from 1,100 deep, not 1,100 deep, we were 1220 river, I was going to say the address. Anyway, it's still there. I was there actually there.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I did this 1220 Orchard Farm Lane. Walked from that trailer down to the local park, knelt down under the stars for the first time. It was a fall night. I don't know if it was like October, November, or whatever. And actually asked God, said, "Lord, please let me be the one to break the family curse." Wow. And the crazy part was, I didn't even really know what I was saying.
Yeah.
I also didn't know what I was going to have to go through in order to do a lot of that, right? Sometimes we are called to be that new generation of thought, doings, actions. Like, it's up to us. And if I can awaken as many possible people as possible, then I'll do what Steve Myrick did for me, because I talk about Steve Myrick all the time, right? Yeah. The only reason people didn't even know his name outside of the North Carolina and, you know, when I'm traveling and speaking and all that kind of stuff is simply because I talk to him. I talk about him all the time. So here's what he did for me. Okay?
Yep.
He taught me how to create a legacy that outlives me. What did Jesus do?
Well, you and I are sitting here talking about it, aren't we?
Exactly my point.
Yeah. 2,000 right? years ago.
So, which means every suffering, every hurdle, every guilt, every shame, everything that you've ever had, the Bible is exactly right when it tells you that every little bit of that can be used for something
That's
greater.
Right. That's right.
Every stinking piece of it.
2 Corinthians chapter 1 talks about if you're in a really bad place, that you should use the comfort that you've received from God to be a comfort to other people.
Exactly.
It's the exact same thing over and over again. So you become a steward of your afflictions. You are a steward of your story.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, here's what God's done in my life. So that's what drives Stephen, by the way, and I'm sure he knows this already. Here's what God did in my life. Here's what I've come from. And so now you're a steward of that. So the question is, what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sow that into other people. That's mm-hmm. exactly what you do with the gospel. Here's a great question from Catherine on Facebook Live. I know a 22-year-old guy that was in a horrific auto accident a little over a year ago, survived, but now has titanium rods up his back.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has to reinvent himself. Mm-hmm. Would this be a good thing for him to attend?
Absolutely.
This is Catherine's question. Literally just
Absolutely.
Asked that.
Catherine, yeah, make sure he's there. I'll make sure I send him up in the front row.
Because you have to, this is how God wired me. And even if you can't get out of a chair,
mm-hmm.
you're still usable.
Well, and look, the brain still works.
That's right.
Right? You know, I had one person come to me one time, and they had a Down syndrome child. And, you know, they originally were kind of looking at the life as kind of like a half full kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm just curious, you know, Jessica, the Down syndrome child, I said, I'm just curious. Does Jessica hate? No. Does she get like super frustrated and angry on a consistent basis with other people? No. Does she judge? Not really.
Yeah.
Does she condemn? Not really. Let me ask you this. Does she tend to show undeniable love on a consistent basis? Yeah. All right, she's teaching you how to love.
Yeah.
There's purpose in it.
How about that? Isn't that mm-hmm. amazing? And everybody that knows a family with a Down syndrome member sees that same thing.
Exactly.
Over and over and over and over again.
Nothing's wasted.
That's such a great idea. Hey, Scott just signed up, by the way. Okay, awesome. So everybody go to transformyou.info. We're not done. We've got one more segment. Transformyou, the letter U.info. But save your money because it is a dollar to change your life. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, the best bump music in Christian radio.
So true.
Okay, set that aside. We're not talking about that today. Stephen Scoggins is a good friend. He loves the Lord, and he loves people, and that's why when God did an incredible work in his life, really one of those rags to riches story. Usually I write those off when I hear about them because I'm so stinking cynical and a skeptic. But when you actually meet somebody that's been down that road, and I don't know a lot of rags to riches people. Stephen's one of the few. But the fact that he loves the Lord and that's his guiding light, then that opens my ears and I hit the pause button. I'm willing to listen and learn. And plus we had a friendship first before any of this other stuff developed. So when Stephen says stuff on the air, if I thought Stephen was just here to sell tickets or stuff, he wouldn't be here.
For a whole dollar?
Yeah, for a whole dollar. Right, so change your budget. Again, that's one of the lessons today because Transform You Live on October 21st, 23rd is a dollar. And don't try to get that from the federal government. That won't work well for you. But just save a dollar and you can get involved. But when he says these things, he means it. I know it's authentic. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sitting here. Okay, so just trust me. You can trust Stephen. And lots of people. See, what's fascinating to me, Stephen, is like people like Charlie said on Facebook Live. He's like, hey, my middle brother just got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to start over.
Yep.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Because this is all about principles.
Yes.
So whether you're 5, 15, 25, 50, ex-con, just kind of spinning your wheels. And the same thing is true with your faith. You're like, I'm just kind of mailing it in as a Christian. That doesn't have to be your reality.
So one of our greatest success stories actually robbed one of the local credit unions here a number of years ago.
Really?
Yep. If you go to the bottom of the landing page, you'll see a testimonial video. A young man by the name of Trey is in there telling his story publicly, and he's now become a fairly successful entrepreneur and growing a business.
What was his deal before he came?
Basically, he had just gotten out of prison and, you know, looking for a second chance and a second chance at life. He caved to some peer pressure at the time and did something stupid and unfortunately had to pay a hefty price for it for a little while. And then through God's glory, he was actually allowed out very quickly in comparison to what could have happened.
Yeah. Wow.
And decided, you know what, I'm never putting myself back in the circumstances ever again. So
this, the end of his quote's great. It can be hard to have the humility to admit you need clarity and direction, but once I did, I'm finally loving the life I'm living.
And that's not even the video portion.
That's a great quote.
He's in the video.
Oh, I'll have to watch that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so tell us what's going to happen. So this is coming up, Transform You Live, Transform You, the letter U, .info, October 21st to 23rd. It's here in Raleigh, down in Garner, which is on the south side of Raleigh. But you can watch, you can be a part of it. You don't have to live here, okay? You don't even have to live in America. You don't have to live in North
Carolina. That's right. We have people coming from UK.
So it's all online as well, same thing. Mm-hmm. So you can access it, and it is $1, all right? So prepare yourself. But tell us what's going to actually happen.
All right, so the number one thing that people are going to get from Transform You Live is a playbook for life, right? So we're going to give them the actual frameworks to get started on building out a playbook. I already have other things, including Transform You Online, that's coming down the pipeline that will help them continue their education. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to also be in charge and actually benefit from 13 world-class speakers. Let me preface this. Speakers will not grace my stage unless they have actually been there and done it.
Yeah.
We don't do gurus. We do guides, right?
Yeah.
I don't care how many.
Just because you have a following on Instagram, you actually should have a following.
They've been there, done that. They've all been stories. Anthony Trucks, for example, highly successful NFL football player for a little while, American Ninja Warrior, and then unfortunately he also went through a phase where he lost it all, almost attempted his own life, and now is one of the highest paid or fastest growing speakers on the planet, to be honest. All of them that. So you got 13 different people specializing in specific key areas. For example, I got Tracy Litt talking about fear specifically. Anthony Trucks, identity specifically. Mel Abraham, affluence, meaning how to actually prepare yourself to build a financial future for yourself that is not debt-minded and all these different things, right? You take Amberly Lago, right, grit and grace, how to take grit and apply grace all at the same time. And then I'm going to be teaching specifically four specific key pieces of content not to help you bring awareness, get clear, know what you need to work on, and give you the courage to actually do it. I will tell you, I have not said this publicly, for our live event attendees, and like I said, we only have a few seats left, but they're also going to get the benefit on one of the nights. I'm not going to tell you which one because it's a special prize of a Nashville recording artist who's coming to perform live for them.
Yeah, cool.
Here's the thing. This event is not about Transform You. It's not about Stephen Scoggins. It's not about Journey Principles. It's about the person who needs breakthrough.
Yeah.
Right? Right. And this is, look, this might be your only battle cry, your only battle call, right? Jesus, you know, I think three times in my entire life, I can remember he's actually... And I only opened the door once, and it changed everything.
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 Yeah.
So this is your knock.
That's that story of, like, I was drowning, and it didn't save me.
Yeah.
I was expecting to see the angel fly down from heaven.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I did send the boat, and then I sent the helicopter, and then I sent the other thing, and then I sent the raft by, but you didn't. All it takes is one time. That's I was just telling the story earlier today. It was the revival at our church. It was Bayleaf Baptist Church here in North Carolina. On a Saturday night, that convicted me of my apathy towards my fellow man and my country.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next morning, it was just, all right, do you feel like God wants you to respond?
Yeah.
And we literally, of course, it was a 6-month program at the church. So we had that was in the bulletin that day, and a little thing you rip off and write down what's your response. And this is March of 2004. Okay. This is 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote word for word to be more outspoken for God's truth in the public arena.
Yeah.
And I was a house painter.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dad, homeschooling kids.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's what I wrote, and I threw it on the altar.
Yeah.
And 3 weeks later, I was the head of about 350 people walking into a Raleigh City Council chambers.
I have two.
One door.
Yeah. I have two biblical mandates, and I'll let the audience search them out for themselves because, you know, search out for kings, right?
Yes.
So Isaiah 61:1, and I'm not classifying myself as Jesus, by the way, when you read that scripture. I am a servant of the Most High.
Amen.
Isaiah 43:18-19 is the value we provide. And then one of the things that God literally put on my spirit when I decided to open this event up to the public, because I was seriously considering doing it like everybody else did it, because that's the way to do it.
Right, of course.
Was once I made that decision, one of the things that I heard in my heart almost immediately was, transform you live as a love letter to humanity. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what you've been through, where you've been at, what your past is. I don't care about your past. I care about your possibilities. Mm-hmm. And somebody ignited that in me, and I'll be doggone if I'm going to go another day without igniting that as many people as I possibly can, because my mandate, much like you just mentioned, right, in talking to masses, is to serve at scale. Please, 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 if you are in a weird place in life and you don't really kind of have clarity and direction, please let me serve you.
Yeah.
Please, you don't have to wake up feeling frustrated and alone and anxiety and grinding and not finding, and you don't have to do that stuff. You don't. Even if you've convinced yourself you do, you don't. You are not your past. You're the essence of your possibilities. You just have to have people show you how to get it out of you.
How many of us actually have a cheerleader?
Very few of us.
This was really interesting. When I first started doing radio, I would call Gina after the show, mm-hmm. my wife, in case you guys don't know that. And what'd you think? And that's the only person I really needed to hear from.
Yeah.
And then my dad, who's politically opposite of me, mm-hmm. He died 3 years ago. He's 91. But then he would reach out to me because he listened regularly. And I'm like, why do you listen when like half the things I say probably enrage you mm-hmm. from a political standpoint? But to have those two in my corner, my wife and my dad, I don't know how I could have gotten here, wherever here is, without that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was amazing the power that they yeah. had to have a couple people that were encouraging me and cheerleaders.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't know how many people have a cheerleader.
It's because most of us are surrounded by people who basically like life as it is.
Yeah.
Right? I remember all the way back to Steve Meyer. I had a choice. Do I continue thinking based on how I've been brought up? Okay, borrow, not repay, and some other foolish things that we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do I listen to a multimillionaire who I've seen lay $1,000 under a basket of hush puppies and walk out the door and completely watch a single waitress get wrecked because she can now pay her mortgage or her rent and her lights? I've seen it.
Generosity.
I've seen it, right? The reality is life is possible. It can be abundant even right now. I know this world seems crazy right now. I know there's elements that just seem like everything's – look, you can't change the world, but you can change how you operate in it.
That's right.
So
what a great message.
Come and learn it. You know, when these thought leaders are going to be accessible, we only have three of them that have to come in virtually just because of like COVID and the restrictions, right?
Wow, that's amazing.
We've also taken every single safety precaution we possibly can for those, including cutting our audience size in half to make sure we got the distancing and all the
right,
different
all
things.
The fun stuff.
Yeah, so you know, we want to love on people, right? We want to show them what's possible. You know, and again, it doesn't matter if you are the kind of person who's, you know, I'm in this weird complacency or this apathetic area of life, kind of what you mentioned earlier, or I'm starting over.
Yeah.
Right. It's freedom. It's freedom.
Yeah. That's that kind of stuck in my season thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, there's a lot of people sit around and just quote unquote, and we over spiritualize this, waiting for an open door.
Yeah.
But when God put Adam in the garden, he gave him something to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to do, and you have to – you interact with God, but you have to do your part. And for a lot of us, I think we just don't know that. We just sit around and wait because apathy is easy,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing what you can get used to. October 21st, 22nd, 23rd is coming up. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You can come on in person to Transform You Live. It's transformyou.info, or you can do it virtually. So it doesn't matter where you're listening or where you're watching from. You can be a part of it. Real quick, 30 seconds, final invitation, Stephen.
It's very simple. You can either answer the knock and come get your life transformed, or you can stay stuck and frustrated and alone. You don't have to be that anymore. Let us help you, please.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened to Stephen. But it took another guy named Steve to get that started, and it wasn't me. It was another guy named Steve. It's another guy. Well, Stephen might be that other guy. So take a leap of faith. It will cost you a dollar. So remember that. But go to transformu.info, transformu, the letter U.info, and you never know what God might do with a couple of days in your life. It could be a whole new life for you and a whole new future based on how he made you already. Steven, I love you, man. Thanks.
I love you too, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. God willing, I'll talk to you guys again later. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.